if you don't feel it, you don't got it. That's the point. I think it's a big difference between athletes who achieving like crazy skills like full planche or full Maltese.
Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by GoNation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is no other than the Swiss calisthenics champion of 2019 and still the current champion, the planche beast of Switzerland, he is called, and like a sponsored athlete by GoNation. I'm really happy to welcome you, Julian Pagel from Switzerland. Hi, Julian.
Hi, Phil. Thank you for that opportunity. I'm very excited to be the part of that podcast interview series.
Yes, I'm also really interested in your, we know each other personally, but I know that the people are really interested in your training methods, in your planche secrets. So yeah, let's jump into it. How do you present yourself to somebody who doesn't know you? Who is Julian?
So actually, I present myself, first of all, I present myself on the sports side. So I'm telling them, yo, what's up? My name is Julian. I'm a very sportive guy. I'm doing calisthenics. And the first question is always, what is calisthenics? And yeah, I think all athletes know that question. And my answer is always like the same. I'm telling them like, it's a little bit different from gymnastics, but got some similar exercises like the planche or also on the rings in gymnastics or something else, yeah, for example. So that's a big part of me, of course. That's why I'm at GoNation. And on the other side, I'm very like into economics. So I'm studying economics. And yeah, that's about it. So this is my week, training, studying. Yeah.
Nice. And before we jump into your week, because I know that you are somebody who puts a lot of time and energy in his sport, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. And where are you born?
So I'm born in the city of Switzerland called Basel. It's like at the border of Germany. That's why I'm training with Mika a lot. He's from Germany, but like also at the border of Switzerland, so we can meet each other like every time.
When you go by car, how many minutes do you need to go over to Germany, to the border?
Like 15 minutes. It depends on the traffic, but normally 15 minutes.
Okay, that's cool. How tall are you?
I would say I'm a little bit taller than the normal athlete, the normal static athlete. And I'm 1.78 meters and about almost 80 kilos. So also a little bit bigger, I would say.
That's true. I think many of the people who see your Instagram posts, etc., they wouldn't expect. Like, I mean, you look massive and like, of course, but in general, when you see somebody doing planches like that, you expect him to be like smaller.
Yeah, to be like lighter. This high.
Yeah, it's like this often. So that's some special thing about you. And you already told us about your study. What are you working as?
So I'm working as an accountant. So I'm doing like the finances of a company. And beside it, I'm studying economics at my university in Basel.
Cool. Nice. And let's get to your calisthenics journey. How did you get in touch with the sport? How was your first contact point?
So actually, it was like a switch from another sport. I was doing breakdance a long time and I felt weak at some point. And I asked my friend who was doing breakdance with me if he could help me, because he was doing like bodyweight exercises outdoors, and I was thinking it could help. And then he took me with him, and there were some people which are doing like human flag or the back lever, which I didn't know there. and I was really fascinated, and I tried stuff like muscle up or human flag, and it went really well. I did it in the first try, actually. So, and I discovered a little bit of talent in that sport. So I switched every time a little bit more to calisthenics than to breakdance. So that was the discovery of me and calisthenics, I think.
And were you good in breakdance? Like, did you have some crazy skills, or?
I don't know how good you know breakdance, but they are like, it's like calisthenics. You got in calisthenics, dynamics, and statics. And in breakdance, you got the power moves and the dancing part. And I was the power move guy. So maybe because of that, I learned planche that fast, or I don't know. But at some point, I felt weak and didn't make any progress. So I wanted to be stronger for more power moves, etc.
Okay. And like, you're an athlete that is defined a little bit with his planche, because I think it's your favorite move. At least that's what your Instagram tells.
That's true.
So how long did it take for you to learn the straddle planche? Like, let's say 80% clean one.
Okay. I would say correct form took me about 2 months, like with locked arms and a straight body. Yeah, it's fast, I think, but yeah, maybe because of the breakdance part, I don't know. But a really clean one took me, I don't know, maybe a half a year, like with the hollow body and some variations like presses or push-ups, took me like 6 months, yeah.
Okay, and from there to the full planche?
That was a crazy way, because it was like up and downs because of injuries or I don't know, exams. The full planche was very hard to achieve from my side. I learned it after 1 year, lost it again, relearned it, lost it, relearned it. And now I'm at the point, I would say, where I really able to do a full planche clean and long holds. So I don't know, maybe you can say after 1 year, or maybe now after 5 years. It's hard to say what you're seeing in I can do a full planche.
Yeah, that's true. And often, like, we did quite some video shoots together already. And what is fascinating for me is your standard of a clean move. You know, like, a lot of people have some picture in the head about a straddle planche, a clean one, and you have different standards. You know, like, we had to shoot some moves, we had to shoot like 5 or 6 times because you said, ah, no, it wasn't clean. And for us, it was clean. Let's go to the next move. And you were like, no, it's not clean.
Yeah, maybe it's because I train a lot with gymnastics people, and they are like strict in forms. Maybe it's because of that. But I mean, for me, if someone can hold a full planche with locked arm and a straight body, but only for 3 seconds without any variations, for me, he isn't really able to do a full planche. Mm-hmm. For me, to be able to do a full planche should be like, you can do variations to do a full planche the whole training, also at the end of the training, and yeah, at least 5 seconds. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, and that's good because, like, gymnastics people have like really high standards, and I think if you get in touch with them, but you never did gymnastics yourself, or
no, I never did that. No.
Okay, because if I watch your planches and your like moves, how you move, it's a little bit like gymnastics, but. How come?
Except my feet, yeah. Except my feet. Yeah. In gymnastics, they always want to stretch your feet, but I can't do that. I always cramp.
Okay. And when you switched from breakdance to calisthenics, your goal was to gain strength. Was it because of looks? Did you want to look like bigger, or was it really the skills that you wanted to learn, or was it the strength in reps?
So at the beginning, it really was because of the strength, but I was not sure about the looks also, because I gained some strength and some looks and some gains. And then I tested out half a year of gym, so fitness and weightlifting. And there I gained a lot of muscles. And I was happy about it, of course, but it didn't satisfy me enough. So I switched back to street workout full time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I knew I'm doing it for the moves, not for the looks.
Okay. What is the biggest difference in gymnastics versus street workout for you?
The biggest difference is to be free, actually, because this noon I talked with the gymnastics trainer of Switzerland, and he told me that in competitions you have to do like preset moves, mm-hmm. which are going to be, yeah, I don't know, maybe you have to do, for example, first you do on rings the planche, then the Maltese, and you have to do that in this exact combination. And in street workout you are way more free than in gymnastics. You can do whatever you want, you can push your strength and maybe leave your weakness a little bit away, doing more statics and dynamics, or more dynamics than statics. Yeah, that's a point I love about street workout and its competitions.
Okay, so you basically love that you don't have to do dynamics.
No, I love dynamics, actually.
Yeah. But you had a long break now because of, what was it, a shoulder?
Yeah, I had a tendon tear here, mm-hmm. and it was like 15 months without any pulling. So I lost my front level, I lost every dynamic move. But I'm coming back slowly. I got almost every dynamic move again. Yeah, front level is also back, but not that strong yet, but it's coming.
I still remember the World Championship last year in Moscow, where you were only able to do your planche, and it was like so, I don't know, so sad to see, because we felt the disappointment when we saw you doing the P-bar sets, and how was this for you?
Yeah, actually I was at my strongest point before Moscow, before the injury, and when it happened my doctor and my physio said that it will be okay until Moscow, but it wasn't. So I really had the hope until 2 weeks before Moscow, and then it shattered. Yeah, but it just told me that I have to be more prepared for something like that, and to be more prepared for a competition so I can make it even better next time. And I will make it better next time in Moscow.
Nice. Because it's still quite impressive that you went there, you know, you were conscious about the not being able to do pull movements, not dynamics, like it takes some courage to go there and just do some planches, yeah. And like maybe because the people don't know, you know, like they can say, oh, look at this guy, yeah. he thinks he's the champion, and like now he's doing only planche. Like what did it do within you?
So yeah, I mean I also could say I'm not going to Moscow because of the injury, because it was clear a long time ago before Moscow, so mm-hmm. But the thing is that the hype in Moscow, you can't compare it with any other competition. It's just different because so many countries are coming together, vibing together. And for me, Moscow is more like, I would not say fun, but like the fun must be on the first point, not like the, oh, I want to get first place, everything else is bad, I'm not enjoying Moscow. So I mean, also the sessions after the competition or before the competition, they were also like such as good as the competition itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's more about the feeling, and it's like meeting friends, I guess, for you as well, mm-hmm. than having to land in the on the podium.
Yeah. Also, that feeling when you see I mean, the athletes, you see them maybe twice or three times a year, and to see them all together again, it's nice, man.
That's true. Let's switch to your daily routine. How does your day look like? A typical day in the life of Julian.
So it's like not that big of a difference in my day, because I have either I'm working the whole day and in the evening I'm going to train, or I'm studying for economics for my university and then I'm going to train. Mm-hmm. On the weekends I just train, and that's about it of my life. It's like three things.
Yeah. Sounds great. Yeah, but
but that's the life I love.
Okay. So what astonished me is how many hours you put into sports every week. Because I know like high class athletes who even they like they put, I don't know, they train three times per week, maybe an hour, a session is 3 hours, then one stretching session per week, mobility session. So they come to, I don't know, 15, maximum 20 hours per week for training. So how many hours do you train per week?
It's quite different, but normally if I go for a full training week, it's about 26 to 28 hours mm-hmm. per week. I know it sounds crazy, but if you think about it, your body just needs to feel that tension all the time. And after some time, you feel good about it. And then if you train per day, like 3 or 4 hours, a competition's feel from the, I don't know how to say it in English, from the cardio side. Mm-hmm.
From like, the endurance
like
side,
it's really easy. Yeah. So, yeah, from the endurance, it's like you train the endurance really strong to do like all the time planches, like 4 hours in a row planches. You don't get tired. That's the big plus, I would say, of training that much.
Okay. So you put in a lot of work, and because you just spend a lot of time in planche, it gets easier for your body than for somebody
right.
who's training, like, I don't know, let's say every second day, the body doesn't get used to the pressure, pressure that fast. Okay. And I also remember the shootings. The shooting days, like the last one that we had, like 4 days with a lot of shootings, and I don't know how many minutes you spent in full planche on these days. But you know, like these are the moments where you feel it's like maybe comparable to a competition, because you have to do again and again and again across a day, so spread on the day. But You build endurance, even though it's a power move, I guess. Yeah.
But actually, this was one of the hardest week I've ever did, because I don't know if some of you saw my planche 1 to 100 video, but there you can see that I'm actually struggling with full planche or something else. And that's the point, because I want to do that better, because I know I can do better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hurting the ego, I think. If you have like
it's crushing my heart.
Yeah.
And coming back really quick to the point of getting used to long trainings, that's also my philosophy, to getting used to that moves. So if you don't feel it, you don't got it. That's the point. I think it's a big difference between athletes who achieving like crazy skills like full planche or full Maltese compared to them who do not achieve it.
Okay, what do you mean with you feel it?
Like feeling, I saw the video with Valentin, and he told you that you have to see the move. Mm-hmm. And he's actually right, because if someone wants to learn a plan from me, I'm always saying them, you have to train consistent, you have to be consistent, and the body needs to feel that pressure over and over again to get used to it. So then you can achieve it much more faster than someone who is doing like, all right, I'm going with a plan, doing 2 times per week planche training. Because I think that's not quite good for planching.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. What do you think is the secret or like the your formula of success to learn the planche? Was it like that you just put a lot more time into the planche than others? Is it that you have a good genetics? Is it your workout plan? Like, do you work out smart? What is it? Why are you so good in planche?
I would say it's not only in planches, it's overall in static moves. It's about the consistency and train smart. So listen to your body. If you have pain, strong pain, then rest. 2 times rest are not that bad than 2 weeks because of an injury. So I think if you do the planche or front level as often as you can, but listen to your body, I think that's the secret. If you have a plan where you train 2 times per week the planche, let's say Monday, Wednesday, and you did that planche on Wednesday and feeling on Thursday, I have power again, but you're not doing it because of the plan. I think that's dumb, to be honest. So get used to that move and do it over and over again. You have to feel it.
Okay. So speaking of like smart training, I think that like you have a lot of stuff that you can give to somebody. And if you would start as a beginner right now, you would progress much, much faster and smarter, and maybe also with less injuries, with less time, etc. We prepared some, or like you prepared something special in the last weeks and months. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, actually, I've worked since, I would say, 4 months on a planche program. It's not actually a program, but it should show you which exercises are the best for the planche to achieving the fastest way. And I did that with my own personal experience to build up on it and put in the best exercises which helped me the most to achieving the planche the fastest way. So, and all the exercises are body weight exercises, so you don't need anything else like extra weight or something.
That's nice. And yeah, we will come to this later on, but I think the thing that calisthenics athletes often neglect is that you can take shortcuts. You can take the experience of somebody else, which is like, in my opinion, why gymnastics is like so much advanced in power, etc. And there are so many people on high level because the experience is not like lost. You know, like there are some athletes really, really strong, a lot of knowledge that don't share it with people. This is why I think for beginners, for intermediate, for somebody who wants to like even coaches, somebody who wants to give his knowledge to his clients, etc. This having a program from somebody who is really an expert on this field helps so much. Since this Sunday, the planche program is online. So when this interview is online. Right. From like the last Sunday, it's online, and the link is in the description. Also, with the code GORNATION10, you get 10% off. For those who are interested, your weekly schedule for workouts. Let's say like when somebody watches your stories, I only see planches. Like since a few weeks, I also see a muscle up and a planche and a 540 and 360. So you're getting back in dynamics. But what does your workout schedule for the week look like now when you can do dynamics and statics?
So actually, at statics, like I said, I'm trying to be consistent to do a lot, as much as statics as I can do. And for the dynamics, I'm quite, I try to be careful because of the injury, because I don't really know how strong my tour already is, my tendon, sorry. And so I would say I'm training dynamics one or two times per week. Also like single moves, not combos already, and maybe easy combos, but not that hard, and trying to get my old level back slowly. But I would say I'm already on a good level. Maybe a dynamics video is coming soon again, but yeah, it's hard because I still feel some pain sometimes. If I'm doing front lever holds more than 5 seconds, it feels like it's going to tour again. So it's not that nice.
And how do you treat it? Do
it
you
just needs time?
Yeah. Okay. So stretching or like massage, or what can you do to help recover?
I did 3 months of physiotherapy, and after that I was able to do like pull-ups, muscle-ups, even short front lever holds, and that showed me that I'm able to start again slowly. So I did like front lever with resistance bands, even though I could hold it without resistance bands, just to be careful and build up the strength again, because I really felt the lack of my strength here. So I don't want to feel that disappointment of 1 year not doing pull again.
And what would be the advice that you would give your older self? Like, what would be the advice that you would do 1.5 years ago to avoid that injury?
Like I said, listen to your body. That's the most important thing, because before that happened, I was the muscles here were a little bit stretched. So I felt a little bit of pain already, and I did that special combo. I was filming it, and the last 540 was like critical, but I wanted to catch it because I was filming it. So maybe first listen to your body, then to Instagram or the camera.
Okay. So you tore your tendon on camera?
Yes.
Okay. Shit. Yeah. Did you at least get some money from Fail Army, or was it completely for free?
I didn't post it yet, but maybe if you ask now, I will send it to you. Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to see it, but yeah.
Yes. You can see it actually.
Okay. Okay. Yes. What is the advice? Like, apart from listening to your body and not doing stuff only for social media. What would be the advice that you would give to a beginner?
I would say the biggest advice is to be motivated, bring some discipline, and just do it for fun, and not like I said, for the looks, or maybe you have to go for the looks, but if you're doing calisthenics, for me, it's like for the moves. So set your goals for like a planche or one arm handstand, and try to achieve them smartly. Listen to the body and use special techniques, because there are always like special techniques where you can learn, for example, a one arm handstand much more faster than the normal guy would do it. Yeah. Most of the people do not know that.
Okay. I really like the first point that you said, because a lot of people, when they see a move, somebody doing a muscle up or a human flag, etc., they want to learn the move, and because of the move's sake, and not because of like they like the training and they love the everyday's training. And I mean, I saw you training a few times, but it's really like you enjoy your training. And it's, of course, sometimes it's pain. Of course, sometimes you're not motivated, but like most of the times, training is fun for you, right? You meet with friends, you go to your borders, like you test the limits of your body, and you don't do it just to have a crazy planche to be able to do some nice shots for social media and to have the 10K.
Yeah, I think also the community you build up is a very big plus in this sport, because if you compare it to the fitness centers, you always see the people are training alone with the airports or whatever, and most of the time I think they don't even enjoy the training. They are just doing it because they can go home and saying, oh, I did some sports today, nice. Mm-hmm. But I'm going home and I'm still motivated to go to the next training, to the after, yeah, and so on and so on.
Yeah,
so that's, yeah.
When you're sad on rest days because you have to rest, that's a good sign for some stuff, you know. But it shows that you like the training, not just the results of the training.
On rest days, I even train, but on my mind, because I'm watching street workout videos and analyzing some techniques, maybe some new moves or whatever. For example, the dragon planche. It's a really good example. I watched a lot of videos to see how this move is working. And if you really, really get how it's working, it's actually an easy move if you can do the straddle planche.
Mm-hmm. Because you then know where to grip and which angle to put the parallels and stuff like that.
Or also, I don't know if you know the Zanetti Maltese.
Mm-hmm.
You know that on the vertical poles, if you pull like this up. I just saw one video where a guy was doing it, and I always held the bar like that, but mm-hmm. the guy in the video did it like that. So okay. I tried it and suddenly it worked.
Just because you can push with your thumb or what?
Yeah, right. Because then you can activate more muscles in the forearm.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, then maybe I'm gonna try. No, No, but that's nice. I never thought about that, doing that in street workout, because in football, in like a lot of advanced sports, it's normal to do video analysis to analyze the opponents or like competitors, etc. But in street workout, I think I've never heard that somebody does that. But I think it's a good pro tip to get over depression on rest days.
Yeah, our trainings are actually like, I would say 30% filming and watching our videos, not because only of the enjoyment, because also of the ending stuff, mm-hmm. to see what could you do better, or is my form good enough? Yeah.
Yeah. Do you also do basics, like pull-ups, dips, like stuff like that in your trainings?
I actually started with it,
mm-hmm.
and I did it for like 1 year, I think, besides the statics move itself. But after I started to compete, my basics are like static combos. I'm always doing combos and at the end of the training, single moves.
Okay.
Like so, I said, consistency in those moves. If you have one day where you're doing like only reps and sets,
mm-hmm.
for me it's one day of losing consistency.
Wow.
That's my philosophy.
Wow. Okay. Okay, maybe, yeah, interesting. Yeah. I'll think about that, not a lot of people do that, that they don't do basics, so this is why I'm a little bit shocked, but it's okay. You have your workout team, Genesis. What's the story?
Yes.
About this team, how was it founded?
Actually, me and some other friends founded another team, the name I don't want to say now. And then we got some problems there and we just left, I would say,
mm-hmm.
that team and founded a new team called Genesis with friends who got the same philosophy, not like on the other team, which were a little bit different minded. So we created that new stuff. And we came on the name Genesis because it means something new. Mm-hmm. And that's another word for it, like synonym. And yeah, now we're working on something to can build our own gym or something like that. We're thinking about it. We're stepping forward.
Nice. And how many members do you have right now?
Exactly 10.
10, okay. Yes. And do you still accept new ones, or is it like you and your gang and the tapes that somebody can join, or how does it work?
No, we really want to get bigger, also mm-hmm. in Switzerland. But we also want that people are welcomed, which are motivated, and not we had it enough times that some people came for two times, said, oh my God, this is the new sport, I want to do it, but never came again. So we do not like that. So
okay.
Get if it. Someone is going to join us, they stay with us.
Yeah. Okay. Like besides training, what do you do? Do you do mobility, stuff like that? What is apart from analyzing videos, the stuff that you do besides your training to improve you as an athlete?
I do a little bit of mobility, like stretching in the beginning of a training, even though it's not the best thing in the beginning for strength training. Should be at the end of the training, I heard, but I'm not sure about it, actually. And also what I think what a good way is to progress is to try out new stuff, maybe new variations in a handstand, for example, maybe not only the normal handstand, maybe trying the iguana handstand, mm-hmm. because the iguana handstand also helps you for the one-arm handstand. So it's like little dead details which are going to help you for another move. Mm-hmm. Try to be creative.
Mm-hmm. Okay, get it. And what are your goals for the future? Do you have some goals for this year?
For this year, actually getting my dynamics combos back. And I would say I'm on a good way because most of the combos I already got. And to be able to compete again next year, I really want to go to Moscow again, and going to be in that top 10 is my goal sometime. Wow. Mm-hmm. I really train hard for it. I would say I'm almost ready in statics because I'm at a very good static level right now. Maybe let's see what's in dynamics coming. I need some work to be done.
Okay, what's the best dynamics combo that you can do right now that you're most satisfied with?
I would say like a special giant to alley-oop combo. Mm-hmm. It's like the X-grip giant to normal giant to alley-oop to shrimp flip to 540, and then maybe adding a double 360 or something. I'm also working on 720. I'm actually touching the bar every time when I'm doing it, so I'm pretty close. But yeah, hopefully soon.
So you did post for the whole November now on Instagram. The next post, we should put some notification bells on.
because yeah, the next post should actually be a really complete video of dynamics and statics.
Okay,
that's the goal of the next post, and also a very Gonation styly.
Sounds beautiful. Nice. Nice. Yes. Do you have an idol in planche or somebody that you look up to when you work on your planche?
If you ask on planche itself, I can easily say yes, because it's Valentin. Mm-hmm. I think no other has a crazier planche level than him. It's just amazing and crazy. shout out to you.
Okay. Yeah. And general in
street workout? General, I would say it's quite difficult, but right now I would say Daniel's license, mm-hmm. because he's one of the completest athletes, I would say. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got strong statics, strong dynamics, and strong combos. You don't find that a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're also...
on his photography and video skills, like how he's doing the videos is quite nice.
That's true. So you're also aiming to for this completeness of an athlete.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, if you do want to compete in competitions, you have to be complete. If not, you don't get on a high rank.
That's easy, true.
Sad.
That's true. But there are a few competitions where it's only statics, for example. Isn't Burning Gate
in the past it was only statics, but now they're adding for shrimp flip or 360 some extra points, mm-hmm. which you can get, but it's not like that big points if you do a full planche, but still dynamics are involved now.
Okay. What is your recommendation for somebody who wants to progress fast for training equipment? Is it smart to work on rings? Is it is parallels necessary, bands, weights? What shortcuts or what equipment do you need for your training? And not coordination equipment now, but in general, that helps people, you know?
I would say it's different from move to move. If you want to learn handstand, my recommendation is to learn it on floor, so without any other stuff, and try to focus just on floor, not doing floor, then parallels, then floor, then parallels, just floor. And if you're able to do it, then you can switch to the parallels and so on. Because also here, your body needs to get used to that movement, and the one-arm handstand on floor is different than on parallels. Mm-hmm. You need different muscles, and yeah. And for the planche, most people like to train with the resistance band. I never did that actually, mm-hmm. because if you put the band on the hip, that's also most of the time the points where are people the weakest, mm-hmm. because they don't train the waist. I think that's a point where you should think about it. Is it useful to train with a band if I'm already weak at the lower back? Mm-hmm. That's I don't know. But if you want to train strength dynamics, there's no way where you can better train the strength dynamics than with a band. Resistant band. Mm-hmm. Band.
Okay.
That's my point of view, I think.
Okay. Nice. So, we're coming to an end coming to the short questions, short answers, or quick questions, quick answers. What foods do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Burger.
Burger. Okay, and are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog all the time.
But do you have one?
No, sadly not. I'm allergic to it.
No. What, really?
Yeah.
But there are dogs you could have because they don't lose hair or...
Yeah, the allergy was in my childhood, but now I don't feel anything if I pet a dog or something.
Okay.
It should be good now, I think. It's gone.
And otherwise, it's the same with planche. You have to put a lot of pressure on your body. And
right.
One day it will...
You will get used to it. You will get used to it.
Every day waking up with such a... Nice. Do you have a favorite location for holidays? Apart from Münster, of course.
First of all, it should be at the beach, and one of my favorites. It's always hard to be a decision between two. One of them is Miami, and the other one is Cancun, Mexico.
I knew it.
In Miami, the vibe with calisthenics and the beach is just amazing. And in Cancun, you get that paradise feeling. So those both, I can't decide.
What is the worst exercise for you, the nightmare exercise? The exercise, if I would say, Julian, please do this exercise, you would say, oh, no, I don't want to do it, please.
I think you know it. It's actually pull-ups.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Wow, okay. But muscle-up is cool for you, but just pull-up is not good.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Sounds pull-ups lovely. Are like... You can do... you can do easily do 15, 20 pull-ups, but it's just... a pain in the ass, to be honest, for me.
For most people, it's pain in the lats or in the biceps, but if it's for you like pain in the ass, that's okay. Like, maybe you do them wrong or something.
That's it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite book? Are you a reader?
No, I'm not a reader guy, but I read one book in school that I actually liked.
Ah, okay, sorry.
That I liked.
I didn't hear
that. What's the name in English? The Perfume, I think. Mm-hmm. It's called The Perfume.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a book.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you have to read it. If you're a reader guy, read it. It's a good one.
Okay. Yeah. I always have the intention, if somebody read three books in his life and recommends one, the chance is really low that it's really actually a good book, because he doesn't have a comparison of like to a lot of books. But yeah, I will read it. Yeah.
So if I'm only doing planche and handstand in my stories, two moves, mm-hmm. you would not take my recommendation in planche advices. Am I seeing this right? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, it's a good comparison. Yeah, I don't know. We can cut this or skip this, but yeah, I don't like the question. What's the best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
For the vibe, it was actually the street workout Ultimate Battle 3 in Madrid, because the vibe was real. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Everyone was screaming it, pushing it each other. But the one which I enjoyed the most was the World of Bar Heroes 2019. The organization, and it just was professional. Organized.
Okay, shout out to both great organizations, great event organizers who have like a hard time right now, there are no events, and we really hope that next year and next summer that there will be some possibilities to do that. Yeah, we'll see,
hopefully.
Yes. If you would have to decide either do planche, to either do statics the rest of your life or dynamics, but not both, what would you choose?
Of course, statics. I'm statics. A static guy.
Okay.
Easy answer.
Okay. Nice. If you already say, or like me, the planche, let's come back to your planche program. So if somebody wants to learn from you, we put the link in the description for your planche exercises. And I think there is a discount also, a general one, a big one, for the first ones who decide to buy it. What is it exactly?
For the first 2 weeks, I'm going to put the program 40% down, so a 40% discount for everyone. Mm-hmm. And if you use the code GONATION10, it's in the description, I think, you will get an extra 10% off.
Okay, so it's for 1 week. So if this interview comes out on Thursday, 2 weeks, sorry. So it's like for 10 days when you listen this on the launch date. Yes, so I think that's a good chance. And yeah, we will put all the links in the description. If somebody wants to ask you something, how can they reach you best? Like in general, some contact.
I would say the best is either way you text me on Instagram, mm-hmm. or via my website. Scrolling down, you can fill out the gaps and contact me.
Great. But you're somebody who answers his DMs on Instagram, right?
Yeah, if they answer good questions, sure.
Can I get a shout out?
Yeah, okay. I had it one time, and someone just sent me his planche picture on Instagram and said, "Bro, can you give me tips in planche?" And then I checked. First of all, he didn't say hey. Second of all, we don't know each other, so I'm not your bro. And third of all, he didn't even follow me.
Okay.
So that's, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, there are weird requests, but if you ask kindly, Julian will reply and help. Yeah. So yeah, we're coming to an end. Thanks to everyone, first of all, for listening. We're already like 1 hour in, and I'm really happy for everyone listening to this till the end. Because it's a funny interview, because it's like, I don't know, when we usually speak in German, and it's a little bit different communication. So it's quite funny to speak to you in English, but I hope that you can take a lot of stuff with you, a lot of advice and a lot of stuff, little hints, little lifestyle insights from the planche beast from Switzerland. So yeah. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting this. And if you want to let this series continue, leave a comment down below with the name of the person who should be interviewed next. Share it, like it, do whatever you want with it. And now you have the last words to say goodbye. And thanks for your time, Julian, as well. And see you soon, guys.
Thanks to you, Phil. And thanks to you for listening and watching the video. I would say, subscribe to GONATION, and hopefully see you guys soon.